This is your Tech Talk tip for Tuesday, September 26, 2017. You know, I've been getting an awful lot of inquiry regarding the Equifax breach, which has given criminals access to vital personal information, including names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and in some cases, driver's license, IDs, and credit card numbers. You know, there's just a slice of what these people can do with this information, or anyone could. They could open financial accounts. They could apply for credit cards, mortgages, and other financial services. They can get medical care at your expense. They could file for a tax refund in your name. They can get a job in your name and let you pay the taxes. They could steal your benefits, and they can do all of the above. We call it identity theft. And it's not a good thing. You know, Equifax had a fiduciary responsibility to those who they warehouse their data. Let's face it, they knew what they were doing. They had awareness that there was an issue with their website. There were weaknesses. They were reported by IT folks and people that do data review and website review. And they chose to do nothing about it on a timely basis. They allowed this to happen, and I consider that to be a criminal act. I would expect them to have to deal with the consequences, and of course there are class action suits, but it's more so a concern for you, the consumer, the person that relies on these companies to fiduciarily hold and be responsible for information, no matter who you give it to. And you may, this is a huge organization, one of four major credit bureaus. However, there are smaller organizations that you leave your data with on a daily basis, small doctor's offices. You may be dealing with small financial concerns, small banks even, that have all the information that Equifax has and keeps it in their systems. So what do you do? Number one, you need to protect yourself. You need to make sure that no matter what, it doesn't matter that people have your information. I always say this. It matters what they can do with it. Because I remember the LifeLock company, the CEO of LifeLock used to put his social security number up on an advertisement. He stopped doing that, by the way. Didn't really work real well for him. But the fact was that he used to promote it and say, "You have my social. Here it is. You can't do any damage to me." Well, damage was done. So you need to be protected. You need to watch what you're doing. And the first thing I recommend you do is, if you're a U.S. citizen, this is primarily affecting you because those 143 million records that were affected are primarily U.S. related. So what do you do? Number one, do you have an account with My Social Security at www.ssa.gov. By the way, all the links that I refer to in this particular segment will be in the comment section. So take a look in there. You'll be able to get a lot of information there. And I'll likely be doing a blog article on this as well. And I'll put it up on my website at askgavi.com. I haven't done that yet, but in the next 24 hours, I will. The bottom line here is set your own account up. Don't let someone else do that. You need to have access to your Social Security information, and if you create the account, no one else can. Another advice is make sure that for your tax returns, you're filing on a timely basis. If you don't, someone can file a tax return on your behalf and get that refund before you do. So, in addition to that, I recommend that you freeze your credit immediately with all four of the major credit bureaus. By freezing your credit, you'll prevent criminals from trying to open up new accounts in your name. All of your current credit cards will still work. You'll only need to consider unfreezing your credit if you want to apply for a loan, open a new credit card, or make any type of purchase that requires a check on your credit. Of course, that's an inconvenience, but you know what? I'd rather be inconvenienced and have to pay a small fee, which is normally about $10 to freeze your credit, and it's also $10 to unfreeze your credit. Apparently, Equifax is waiving this fee because of their faux pas, but the other three credit bureaus will likely require it unless you have had a fraudulent act done to you and therefore they waive that fee. You'll want to do three things before you actually freeze your credit. One, pull your own credit report. You know, you have the right to a free credit report from each of the three or four major bureaus annually. So what we'll do is we'll put a link to where you actually get that request made. You don't do it through some of these freecreditreport.com sites. They are tend to promote an ad and other promotional things that they do. That's not the one you want to use. But you'll get a free credit report from each bureau. Spread it out over the year. You don't have to do all four at the same time. Do one every 3 months, and you'll be able to spread out every quarter a credit report. And you'll want to look at that, make sure everything's good. So every 4 months, do that. Okay? It's not a foolproof act. You'll see different reports throughout the year, track different potential changes, but whatever you have in there, if it looks unusual, report it. Now, you'll want to make sure that you do that credit freeze. I'll give you the four websites and phone numbers you can call. Make sure you do that. In terms of passwords, make sure you have two-factor authentication on all of the accounts that you possibly can. Enable alerts on all your accounts when they have activity, so you shouldn't be impacted by any breaches. You know, if you like, I use LifeLock. I'm an affiliate of LifeLock. I've been using their premium version. I like to get notified when my accounts are being accessed, and they do a great job. If you use their premium service, they also have a $1 million liability policy that they can apply to help you get out of a jam. So I appreciate, for the small fee annually, the ability to have that. So if you're affected by the Equifax breach, and I don't care if you are or you're not, with 143 million exposed records there, as well as the potential that your information's been hacked somewhere along the line, there's a good chance that you are. So assume you are and take advantage of the ability to protect your good name and your good credit. Look forward to hearing from you if you have questions about this, if you've been affected in any way, and if you've ever had your identity stolen. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what you think about the exposure that was just made, as well as what you had to do to get out of the jam, or whether you're still in a jam. You don't have to share any personal, private information, but certainly I wouldn't expect you to. But I'd love to hear, so that you could share with others, how difficult it is once you get your good name and credit taken advantage of. I invite you to reach out so that we may continue the conversation together. As always, I'll be offering up my Tech Talk tips and observations as I do daily on my station at anchor.fm/askAVIE. For an archive of all my previous Tech Talk tips, please visit www.techtalktips.com. For anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and more, I'm Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge. And you can connect with me at my website at www.askavie.com. I hope you have a great week.